Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basud of Kufnun Gimel. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Yamin. But the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, discussing the halachas of Matnash Chimra, the gift of a dying person. But he doesn't just do it as a dying person says, oh, give this to that person, and then it's like written and done. But rather, he adds different elements, and then the discussion becomes, does it then maintain fidelity to Matnash Chimra? Does it then become like a Matnas Bari? What's the halacha? So the Gemara brings as follows, Ahi Matnasa. There's a certain gift which is discussing a matna shchimra b'miktas, as Rashbam explains. We're talking about where a dying person gives a gift partially of his possessions, where in addition, it was written in it a kinyan. Whereas we established already on the previous daf that according to everybody, that whether if the person survives or doesn't survive, the recipient is going to get the gift because he didn't give away everything. And in addition, he gave a kinyan, so the recipient is going to get it. However, Davakasivba, it was written in the document that I'm giving you and being makna to you this gift, b'chayim u'b'mavis, in my life and in my death. Now, Rashbam proves from this that you cannot say that it's talking about, where it doesn't say in the Gemara, if it's talking about matnas shchimra, matnas bari, he says you can't say it's talking about a regular gift of a healthy person. Because then, as we're going to see, how could Rav say that it's going to be like a matnas shchimra, which the matnas shchimra takes effect and the kinyan is going to be after the person's death, but a shtar doesn't work after a person's death. So obviously, we're talking about here a matnas shchimra that was done b'miktas with the kinyan. In addition, he wrote, I'm giving you this from b'chaim when I'm alive and b'mavis when I'm dead. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara brings the machlik is Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar, harehi k'matnas shchimra, it's going to be considered halacha like a gift of a dying person, which means to say that the kinyan will take effect after he passes away, which in other words means also that if he survives, it's not a gift and he gets it back. Now, for sure, says Rashbam, if it would be a gift of a dying person without leaving anything over for himself, we're for sure the kinyan is only going to be after that he passes away. But even in this case, about Nishchimra b'miktas, because as we're going to shortly see, because he said it should take effect b'mavis when he's dead. Ushmolam, he disagrees. He says, no, harei k'matnas bari. It has the halacha like a gift of a regular healthy person, which is that it does not take effect after that he's dead. And moreover, is that even if he survives, he cannot back out. So the Gemara explains their two opinions. Rava harei k'matnas shchimra, he says, like the gift of a dying person. Why? Minachsiv b'mavis, when the fact that he says that I'm giving you this gift in my death, achar misa karmalei, he was telling him that it should take effect after that he dies, which is only when you do a matnas shchimra. Now, this that he says that when I'm alive, what was that meaning then? That's simen ba'amad dechaye. That was just an omen, a sign that he should survive, that he should live. In other words, according to Rav, the primary term that he was telling him was b'mavis. And the term b'chaim was not exacting. It's just what's called like a simen toiv, a good sign, because since he's mentioning his death, so he doesn't want to do what's called be tiftach pela satan. He doesn't want to say when I die, because then it's like as if the prosecuting angel has rights to then kill him. So he says bechayim. In other words, Hashem should save me from my illness, and I should not die. But if I do ... which is b'mavis, then you should get this. So therefore, according to Rav, it's clearly a matnas shchimra. Ushmola maharehi k'matnas bari. He disagrees. He says no, it's like a gift of a healthy person. In other words, it's as if he did not write the words b'mavis. And therefore, even if he survives, he's not going to be able to back out, even if it was a gift that he didn't give everything away. Now, moreover, is because here Shmuel does not say, as we said in the beginning of the previous daf, that, oh, well, if you're giving a matnas shchimra and a kinyan, so Shmuel had said then, well, I don't know my Adin Bey, because, well, maybe he wants it only to be with a shtar and ain't shtar lachamisa. Here Shmuel does not say like that. Here he says it is going to be a matnas bari and it's going to work with the document right now. Why? Because midachsev ba bechayim, because in the fact that his words where he says from when I'm bechayim when I'm alive, so mechayim come. He's saying this should take effect when he's still alive. Now v'haydir kosev v'bamavis, according to Shmuel, this it says and when I'm dead, well, it already took effect when he was alive. What does it mean when I'm dead? Kamanda amar me'atev adam. It's like as if he's saying from here and forever for eternity. I'm giving you this gift when I'm alive. When I'm dead, it's yours to keep. But of course, it's taking effect right now because it says b'chayim, and therefore it's going to be like a matnas bari, where even if the guy, the giver, survives, he's not going to get it back. Amri Nadoi, the Nadoin said, Hilchas HaKavaseh, the Rav, we pass him like Rav in this halacha, that it's like a matnas shchimra, and therefore if he survives, he does get it back. Now, Amar Rava says, V'ik sivba mechayim, if in the document it says, from when I'm alive, then Kana, then says Rava, That sounds like that he specifically wants it to take effect right now and to be kind. They can say from when I'm alive. So then says Rava that he would be kind it right now, meaning like a matnas bari. So Amma Meima, Meima says, Les Helchasa Kafase de Rava, we don't pass in like this, like Rava. Now that's a Gemara actually asks, Amalei Ravash la Meima, Ravashi asked Ta Meima, well, Pshita, obviously, why do you have to say that? The Armin Ardoid and Ardoids already had said, Helchasa Kafase de Rav, the Allah we follow like Rav, which is that we said that when the person says, Bechayim Ubamavis, that Rav had said that it's only going to be after when he passes away. It's not going to be like a Matnas Bari right now. And therefore, Bechayim ubemavis is the same as saying Mechayim ubemavis. What's the difference between Bechayim or Mechayim? And therefore, we already know that Loch is not like Rava. It does not take effect right now, but rather like Rav, like after he dies only, which is like a Matnas Chimra. And I think Mar says no. Mao de Tema, what would you have said Mechayim Maydi Rav? Maybe when he actually does not say Bechayim, in life and in death. Rather, Mechaim, from my life and then my death, I'm giving this to you. Then Rav would agree that, yes, it should take effect right now. Kamash Balan, that's what Ameima was teaching us, that no, Rav does not differentiate between Bechaim or Mechaim. They're both just good omens that he should survive, and the primary term is Bamavis, and therefore it's only going to be like Matna Shchimra, taking effect only after when he passed away. Now, the Gemara actually brings an incident regarding these halachas that Ahud Asla Kameh de Rav Nachman Lenarda. There's an individual that came in front of Rav Nachman to Narda, which had such a document that was written Bechayim Ubamavis. So actually, Shadri Lekameh de Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba L'shum Tamya. So he sent him away, he said, I'm not going to pass in the Shaila for you. He sent him to Yirmiyah Ba'aba in this place called Shum Tamya. Now, Amma, he explained why. He says, Hacha Asri de Shmuel, here in Narda is the place of Shmuel. Now, although in this halacha we pass in like Rav, but Heichan Navid Kavasei de Rav, how could we do like Rav? It's not appropriate to judge a halachic query like Rav in the place of where Shmuel was, the Mar Da'asra, and therefore go over there you could pass him like Rav, because that's how he passed him, but I'm not going to pass him for you like over here, that's a Matnas Chimra, not like Shmuel who said it's a Matnas Bari. Additionally, another incident, Ahida Asoli Kameh de Rav. There was a woman that came in front of Rava, and Avad la Rava Kishmaite. Rava paskin to the woman as his teaching, which we had mentioned before, that he said that if the document says Mechayim Ubamavis, he said that then the recipient acquires it, the one who got the document acquires it right away, and therefore that was causing a loss for the woman who was the woman that was a Shchimra. She ended up surviving, so she wanted to get it back. And that Rava said, sorry, you said Mechayim Ubamavis. Mechayim means that say it should take effect right away. Now, have a katar delay. So the woman was bothering Rava, saying, you didn't judge me appropriately. That should not be the halacha. I should get it back because I survived. So Amalei Rav Papa Bered Rav Chanan. So Rava said to Rav Papa, the son of Rav Chanan, who was Safi, who was his scribe, he said, look, this woman's pestering me. Zil Kasavlo, go ahead and write her that you're right, the law is with her. Now, but Bekasavlo, right at the end of the document, a certain Mishnah which is mentioned in Baba Metzia, Perkasecher Se'umnendav Einhemet Beis, which talks about when people were supposed to be employees, but they ended up backing out, and they're supposed to be workers. So the halacha that the Mishnah there teaches is what you could do is Se'icher Alein. You could either then hire other workers, and instead of paying them, you could go and give it to the new workers. Oy Matan, you could fool the old workers, say, oh, I'll give you double, triple the amount, and really you don't have to end up paying them because it's really their problem. It's their something that they did wrong, so therefore you could fool them. So what Rava was telling his scribe basically was like a sign in the document to show that he's just trying to get rid of the woman from bothering him, and he's trying to fool her just to get her away from bothering him. Now the problem is that the woman picked up on this, and she started cursing him. Amrishi said, Litva Arve, let his, meaning Rav's ship, sink. Atui kamatisli? Were you trying to fool me? You're trying to make me like, oh, as if I'm getting it, and any judge will know that it was really just a sham, and really I'm not going to get it? So, amshinu lamani de Rav b'mai. So, what the students tried doing, they were soaking Rav's clothing in water, because they wanted that to be a fulfillment of the curse, as if when it sinks at sea, which it gets all full of water, so they wanted to fulfill the curse on some level, v'afalachi le'ifrik mitiv, and even so, that did not redeem his ships from sinking at sea to redeem him from the punishment, which is the concept of Alti Killas Hedit Kalbenecha. Even the curse of a common person should not be light in your eyes, which is, and since she had cursed him, it was fulfilled. Now, from here we learn, as we said before, that the halacha is not like Rava, that whether the one who gives says bechayim or mechayim, the halacha is like Rav, that the primary term is bamavis, and the words chayim, whether beis or with mem, is only a simen lechayim, and therefore the halacha is going to be like a matna shchimra, not mechayim, not like what the Rav had said, that the recipient gets it right away. Rather, if the woman survives, then she gets it back. Now the Gemara continues in the theme of the previous Mishnah, discussing these halachas of a matna shchimra, the gifts of a dying person. Now, our Mishnah says, let's say loy kasa bashchimra. It doesn't say in the document clearly that this was a gift of a dying person, meaning generally when it's a document of a dying person, it says, kidakatsa rami ba'arse, the witness is right. They say when he was ill and lying on his deathbed, and therefore you know that it's a matna shchimra, and therefore it has all its inherent qualities. Now, thing is, it didn't say those terminologies in the document, but neither did it say the terminologies of a healthy person. Where generally when the person's healthy, the document says, oh, kad mahalach al raglohi b'shuku, when this guy was up on his feet walking the marketplace, he went and said that we should go ahead and give this to that person. Which, that's the terminology of a gift of a healthy person, as the Gemara says later on the next daf. Now, so therefore this document didn't say that it's the gift of a dying person, but neither did it indicate that it's a gift of a healthy person. Now, moreover, Rashbam points out, we're talking about a gift that did not leave anything over for the giver, which that's the halacha that we say that it's not going to be a gift, and that is if the person survives, he gets it back. Again, if he survives, if it's a matna shchimra. But this document didn't indicate either way. Now, hu oimer shchimra ha'isi? So this guy who survives his illness says, I know I gifted it all away to these people, but I was a dying person at the time. Now that I survived, I want to get it back. The hein oimer, no, bar ha'isa. They say, no. When you wrote away all your stuff, you were a healthy person. You don't have that quality of a matna shchimra, but you can't back out. So the halacha is tzarech, so the giver has to be lehevi raya shchimra haya. So the giver has to prove that at the time that he wrote it, that he was an ill person on his deathbed. And as long as he doesn't bring a proof, the recipient of the gift gets to keep it. That's the remeh, that's the opinion of remeh. The Gemara will explain what type of proof and what's the reason for this halacha. They disagree, and actually the Gemara has two different ways of explaining this opinion of the Rabbanan. The Gemara, no, the one who wants to take away from his friend, the onus of proof is on him, which is the recipient of the gift, because the one who gave it is the one that's muchzik on his nechasim. It was always his property. Now, they want to say that you were healthy at that time, and therefore we get to take it and keep it. No, they want to remove the properties from him. They have the onus of proof on them, not like Remei, who said the onus of proof is on the giver. Now, a related discussion, the Gemara brings, hu matnasa davu kasava. There was a gift of a document that had the following writing on it. Kadhava katsiv v'rami ba'arse, that this person who was giving away this gift, it was when he was ill and he was lying on his deathbed. Now, but for like kasava, did not write in it, umigui marei, and through this illness, iftur lebeisa lama, he passed on to the next world. In other words, the way they used to write the gifts of a dying person, which they would write after he passes away, to notify people that these possessions were given to this recipient, even though there was no kinyan done, but it was with the command of a shchimra, which works even though no kinyan was done, they write that it was through this illness that he passed on. Now, the reason why they would usually write that is to clearly demonstrate that he did not survive in the interim, because if he did, then even though he had said that it should be given to that person, and even if he subsequently died, but if he survived in the middle, then it would be undone, that whole gift, which says Talachim Omed Chayzer. So that's what they would usually write, that no, and he didn't survive, from this illness he died, so therefore the recipient gets the gift of the Matna Shchimra. So the Gemara is discussing a case where they wrote that he was a Shchimra, but they didn't write that through that illness he passed on. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara brings that, as we continue to Amad Beis, Amar Rabbah, he says, look, Hare, we see that this individual, the original Shchimra, the dying person, that he's mace. Right now he's dead. And his grave proves this point. So essentially what Rabbah is saying is that we go what's called Basar Hashta. We go based on what we see right now. Right now, the chazaka, the presumptive state that this person is in a death state. And therefore it would make sense for us to say that he had died through that illness, and therefore the recipient gets to get that gift. That's what Rabbah says. And that Amalei Abaya. Abaya asked to Rabbah that who's to tell us that from this illness he passed on to the next world? To the contrary, as Abaya is going to say, most sick people are to life. They survive. People get sick all the time. And if it's very likely for us to say that he survived, and therefore he backed out because he survived, and only later did he get ill again and then die. So although he's dead now, who tells us that he had died from that illness? And why should we go ahead and give it to that recipient of the gift? Because as Abaye says, Hashta, if now we find such a concept elsewhere, that umasvina regarding a ship that sinks at sea, where Sherubin liabid, where most of the people are going to be lost, as the Mishnah teaches us in Perikal Aged and Gittin of Chofchesma Beis, that regarding a city that was conquered or by a ship that sinks at sea, where we give the stringencies of those people in that city or on that ship that they're alive, and also stringencies that they're dead. What that means to say is, if let's say at a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael, or to the opposite, a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, both of those ladies, which would make a difference if the husband would be alive or dead, cannot eat truma because we have to suspect that maybe they're alive or maybe that they're dead. Which that's the halacha that teaches us that we give them the stringencies of both alive and dead, even though the majority of people that sink, that their ships sink at sea, that they do pass away, that they don't survive. So if so, says Abaye, so chaylin, so regarding ill people, sh'roiv chaylin l'chayim, where they're the majority of people that get sick, they do survive. As the Mishnah teaches us over there, Masechta is getting, maybe get from Medina Zayam. If someone brings a get from overseas, and the person that was giving the get was an elderly person already, or was an ill person, still the chazaka is, the presumptive state is that he was alive at the time, and therefore the get will take effect, where if he had died, it won't take effect. So the assumption, the presumption by a sick person is that majority do survive. So like Kashake, isn't it all the more so that we should say that maybe the person survived and he backed out? Because who's to say that he's passed away from that illness? Because we should definitely give it the chumrim of that he was alive. Because even by sinking at sea, where most don't survive, and it would make sense that he's dead, still we say, no, chumri chayim. We can't just give the recipient what we're giving, as we find over there by the get. So over here, the luch of the death of the husband regarding the wife being able to eat chumah. So over here, where to the contrary, most of the people do survive. For sure we should say that maybe he survived, and therefore the recipient should not get the gift. So Amrav Huna Barida Rishua, he says, Kaman oz laho shmaita de Rabba. He's answering, he says, you're right, it's a good question, but he says, who is Rabba going like? It's Kreb Nosson, as we find he has a Tanoic precedence for his opinion. It's not Tanoic, like learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, mi maitze miad mi. Who is taking away from who? In other words, regarding such a gift that, as we learned in our Mishnah, that it doesn't say that it was a matnas bari, and neither does it say terminology that indicates it was a matnas shchimra, where the giver says, the recipient says that you were healthy at the time, and the giver says, no, I was a dying person at that time, and therefore, if I survive, I get it back. So who's taking away from who? So that says the price. So who might see me dehen belay raya? He could take it away from them without any proof. In other words, the giver, he gets to maintain his possessions, and he merits in it because of the chazaka, what's called hem and the chasim al chazkasim. The possessions all along up until now were in the giver's possession. So the one who has the document, who is coming to claim those possessions and to take it away, then he has the lower hand because this opinion holds that you don't go based on what it is right now, which is like Abai had asked, that since most of the people who are ill survive, so we could say that maybe that he backed up and that he survived. So therefore, just like Abaye, that's how this first opinion is saying that he gets to keep it. And Vehain, Ein Mitzin Miyadei El Baraya. And they, on the other hand, unless they bring proof with witnesses that he was healthy at the time, they cannot go ahead and take it away from him. That's Devar Yaakov. Reb Nosson, on the other hand, Reb Nosson says, Im Barihu, if at the time of the court case, when they want to go ahead and say, hey, you were healthy at the time, give it to us now. At the time of the court case, if he was healthy, Allah lehevi raya shayishchimra. No, it's incumbent upon him to bring proof that at the time that he wrote it, that he was ill. Whereas in shchimra, however, if at the time of the court case he was still an ill person, alei and lehevi raya shabari haya. No, they have to bring proof that he was healthy, because like Rabba, Reb Nosson is the same opinion that Rabba is going like that says you go basa hashta. However, he is right now, that's how you qualify it. If he's healthy now, so he has to prove that he was not that he was not healthy at the time that he was a shchimra. If he's a shchimra, they would have to prove that at the time that he was a bari. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he adds on and he says, Ula Tumah, regards to the halacha of Tumah, where the halacha is, that there's a difference regarding when there's doubtful Tumah, if it's in Rishus HaYochad or Rishus HaRab. In a private domain, the halacha is that when there's a doubt, it's going to be considered Tumah, whereas when the doubt's in Rishus HaRab, in the public domain, the doubt is going to be considered Tahar, which that the Gemara learns elsewhere from Saita and other places, where additionally, there's halacha that a bika, a valley in the summer months, is considered a Rishus HaRabim for the halachas of Tumah, whereas in the winter months, it's considered, where people don't go into the valley, it's considered a Rishus HaYachid for the halachas of Tumah. So that says Rabbi Lazar that kimachleikis, that is just like we have this machleikis in the Brice that we just quoted, which we introduced because the Gemara was answering for Rabbah, that he's like Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov was like Abaya. So this same machleikis, Reb Yaakov and Reb Nosson, in that, which is like in the case of our Mishnah, if we go Basar Hashd, if we go based on what we see right now, or do we go after the Chazakah that was a Biltana of the Nechasim, which was by the giver? So too, we have the same machleikis and halachas of Tumah. Which is, for example, let's say a person comes to the Beis Din and he says, he has a question. He went into a valley and where there's a Suffolk tomb over there and he doesn't know when he went in. If he went in during the summer months, which then we say then it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because everyone is walking through fields then because it's not planted at that time. So since it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he would be tar. Doesn't know if he went in during the winter months, which then it would be like a Rosh Hashanah Yachad, it's private, where no one goes in, then he would be tummy. So then we see, if now when he's asking the question, it's in the summer months, he's going to be tar. Because according to Reb Nosson, we go based on what it's like right now. If he asks the question in the winter months, then he's going to be tummy because you're going based on what's right now. Right now, it's considered like a Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Whereas according to Reb Yaakov, who goes based on the Chazakah, then you would actually say that the Chazakah is him mid tahar al chazkasa. Up until now, unless we qualify him that he became tummy through the suffix tummy, the presumptive state that he was up until now was tar. And therefore he maintains that chazak and is going to be tar until witnesses come and testify that he entered in during the winter months, which then is like Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and then that suffix tummy would be tummy. So says the Rebbe Lazar, that's what we're going to quote, this Mishnah of a certain halacha, which when you have a doubt, is going to have the same qualification of the machlekes, Rebbe Yaakov and Rebbe Nosson. It's not like we're learning the Mishnah Masechet Taharos that talks about this halacha of a bikkah, which is an open field, a valley, which is fenced in all around. So, b'maisachama, in the summer months, Rishus HaYochad L'Shabbos, it has halacha, like a private domain, regards halachas of Shabbos. And that's even if it's a, what's called a karpov, which is an enclosed area that's more than base assigned, but it's not used for specifically dwelling purposes, that although you're not allowed to carry over there, but the halacha would be if you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that bikkah, into that enclosed valley, the person who throws it is going to be considered throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachad and would be chayiv. And Rosh Hashanah Rabbim l'tumah, however, regards halachas of tumah, it would be considered a public domain. The reason for that is because halachas of Shabbos have different qualifications than halachas of a tumah. In tumah, what qualifies as a private domain or public domain is, are people secluded over there? Similar to the halachas of Saita. And since in the summer months, people walk through that field, even though it's closed with walls, but people walk through, so it's not a secluded area, so it has halachas of like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore that suffix would be tahar. However, in the winter months, where then it's all planted, and then people don't go in over there because they don't want to ruin what's growing over there, then it's a place that would be considered a secluded area, and therefore the Suffolk Tumah would be Tameh. There, Rosh Hashanah Yachad L'kan L'kan. There, for both halachas of Shabbos and Tumah, it would be considered like a Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Now, so therefore, as we described, it's regarding this halacha that if there's a doubt, did he go in during the summer or during the winter, where you would then come upon the same halacha as Rabbi Yaakov and Reb Nosson regarding would the halacha be based on what it is like right now or be based on the chazaka that it was up until now. Now, Amar Rava, as Rashbam says, Rava is saying his own independent statement. He says, Lo Yishonu, we did not learn once we introduced this Mishnah to describe that the Malchikas Reb Yaakov Nosson would apply to that too. So he qualifies, he says that this halacha that we said that a bikkah valley during the summer months is considered as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Tumah, again because people walk through, it's not a secluded area. We didn't learn that halacha elish le'avru lav only if it didn't already pass through in time over this valley, yemais akshamim, the winter months when it was already enclosed with walls. Avul avru lav yemais akshamim, but says Rava, if it already passed the winter months that had already been an enclosed area, then it won't lose anymore its designation as a Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Meaning, once the winter months come, we said, oh, the winter months in secluded area, then it has halachic status of Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Says Rava, even if now it's going to pass from winter to summer, where then people do walk through, it's not going to lose anymore its designation of Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and therefore it's always going to be, from that point onward, even in summer months, Rosh Hashanah Yochid Lekan Ulekan is going to be considered as a private domain, both for Shabbos and for Halachas of Tumah, which Rashbam says either that's a very appropriate logic or a rabbinic stringency, which is to say that because since it already had a designation as Rosh Hashanah Yochid during the winter months, it can't then just lose it in the summer months. If it never had it in the winter month, it just was, let's say, closed in right before the summer, and the summer never had the designation of Rosh Hashanah Yochid because people are always walking through, then it'll be like Rosh Hashanah Ram Latumah, but from the winter onward, as more as time goes on, it's always going to be considered as a Rosh Hashanah Yochid Latumah. That is the qualification of this halacha of Rabbah.